and
yes.
just in terms of understanding what they might be struggling with, what we can advise them or where we can.
Any other feedback?
I actually thought the last bit was quite good, although it seems like a really mammoth task of what needs to be put in place.
Mm-hmm.
By actually breaking that down quite a bit, mm-hmm. it's actually, well, this could go, we could go down that avenue to get that, we could go down mm-hmm. that avenue to get that.
Yep.
That was useful.
Any other comments? Okay.
It's good having the kind of research stuff and just having having some facts about this more than that more, what's been said about, because we can have our own opinion about, well, that's obviously going to be better than that, but having some facts to back that up has been really helpful to see that.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, a day for your diary. We're going to do these like this twice a year. We've been doing it once a year, but we've been looking to add more. And it's healthy for us to come together as teams as well. So the next one's going to be on the 21st of September, a Saturday, again, because of people's work commitments. We need to do it on a Saturday for that reason. And again, the timings will be 10 till 2, and we'll do it down in Sussex on the next one so that the London team can travel down that way. If we can, we'll try and do it where our office is based, just because it's good for you to see where the Streetlight office is, but it will definitely be down in Sussex. Okay, so please let us know as soon as possible if that date works for you or if it doesn't work for you. If we get a lot of people saying immediately it doesn't work, we'll rethink. Okay, but 21st of September, it's a Saturday, and it'll be 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock again down in Sussex. Okay?
It was quite good coming up to London because it does give you a fresh perspective on it as well. I don't do it all at the moment, but I don't know about the others, but for me, it made me feel good.
Yeah. And we will alternate them. We'll do that, and we will give other opportunities as well for, I know you guys came up for the launch of the London team. We've got the perpetrator course, which, just to say a little bit about that, we picked here because it's around the corner from where we do the perpetrator course.
Mm.
Currently, the course has been running for 15 months, and we came in halfway through. So I came in about June time, because Tower Hamlets Authority, the council, they run it in conjunction with Tower Hamlets Police, and they were hiring a consultant to deliver the course, and they said actually what they want is for a support service that's working with the women to run the course and to benefit financially, because the men pay to come on the course. So they pay £200 to come on the course. We get them from 9:30 in the morning till about 3 o'clock. There's a team of about four or five of us at the moment. We've basically rewritten the course, so that's one of the things I've been doing in my spare time. just spending hours putting the course together. And obviously people like Sue with her experience in sexual health has put input in, and there's been others inputting into the process. But we've now developed a course that we think will work even better than the one that was being delivered. The emphasis, we've changed it so it's more focused on the women. It is focused on the men, because we need to look at them and what's going on in them, but we think it's going to be a better balance of this course. And we can have, ideally, we could have up to about 8 men. The most we've had is 5. Sometimes we've just got 2 or 3. So we've got 2 paid up and booked in for next, it's on the 13th of March, the next one. And we've got another 3 in the wings. If they don't pay and they don't come, then they go to court. So they go to court and the judge will fine them probably about £1,000 for not coming on the course. And because they've missed an opportunity, basically, to be educated. So he will just fine them, and they get a criminal record then. They avoid getting a criminal record. It does show up on their DBS, so it's not a soft option. And I do tell them at the outset, actually, if we get what we want, which is the sex by law in this country, you won't have this course. You will be but you'll be having it on the other side of your conviction. You will be going to court. You will get a criminal record. So I think our course will still happen as part of the education programme, but we tell them they're really fortunate, because they are, actually, to be able to do that. Some local authorities, name and shame. They put it in the paper, think Leeds is one of them, where if a man is caught soliciting, he's named and shamed in the local press. So we did one thing, it was Raquel and I think up in Enfield, where we went with the police. They had a board that was literally the size of this room, a big electronic board, and they put pictures of like a car, and where the number plate was, it said, "Your number, we know your number," for the punters. So it was a police thing to tell the punters on a particular street where there's a lot of street prostitution, "We see you," and other things about, you know, "Does your wife know you're here? Does your girlfriend know you're here?" in big letters as they drove into the street. And also messages to the women, "We are here to support you. There is support," whatever. So there's mixed, you know, we did that for a few days with them, and you know, you wouldn't want to do that every day because it just pushes the problem somewhere else. But for a few days every so often, it's really helpful because it sends a strong message. Okay, so in terms of Streetlight's journey, some of you have been involved right from the outset. We have evolved from being a seed of an idea to a local project into a full-blown charity, and I believe we're going to become a fully commissioned service. So we're already well on the way to that with two local authorities, and in London there's loads of opportunities for that. But I spend a lot of my time in sort of more higher level meetings with local authorities, police, crime commissioner offices, all that kind of thing. And there's a lot of work that's been going on to bring us to that point. The trustees are going through a complete skills audit and a whole reassessment organisationally. So we are changing and we are growing, which is positive. There's challenges in that as well, because growth is one of the hardest things to manage, basically, to get it right. And I've said from the outset, we're going to do this properly. We're not going to rush it. We're going to take our time so that we build well, because that's more important to me than just growing quickly. So, but there are going to be lots of opportunities coming up, which, you know, we will communicate what we can, when we can, because some of the discussions that we're involved in, we're not able to discuss those things until they are actually out there. But there's some really positive things happening. In terms of opportunities, there's loads of opportunities for the volunteers right now, okay? So there's things like, we are developing an outreach pack. I don't know what that's gonna look like. It could look in the form of a little bag, a little rucksack, a little bag of some sort. And we want to have these outreach packs available so that every live operation you go out on, every time we go out to Enfield or to Brixton or Tower Hamlets or wherever else we are, and we see women, we can give them this outreach pack. And these outreach packs are specifically geared to women in prostitution. So they will have things like hand cream, and maybe some lip balm, and maybe some nice smellies, but they'll also have condoms, sexual testing kits, maybe a pregnancy testing kit, and things like that in them. But a proper resource that we can give out, okay? Yeah. We're looking at starting to source that now, to purchase the things. We've sourced a lot of stuff. It might take us a few months to get it up and running, but when it does, it'll be a good thing to do in your teams, sort of putting them together. So you can have a little session for a couple of hours, putting them together, because then you see what goes in them. We'll put our flyers in them, contact cards, our little armbands, tack-alongs, those kind of things, so that we've got something to take out. But our resources, that's a whole area that needs a volunteer to say, "I want to own that." I'd love to be responsible for the resources, because at the moment, that's one of the things I'm doing, and I've done consistently, and there's certain things I can't do anymore, and that's one of them. So there's an opportunity there to someone to take over responsibility for that. Social media and the website, again, that's very much come down to the website is me. The trustees kind of dug a bit deeper at the last trustees meeting and said, "But Helen, can you explain to us? So you do this, who does that, and who does that?" And I said, "Well, that would be me." Someone else, and I was like, "That would be me." And I've had to become as anyone who knows who set up a project, you have to become an expert at everything.
Yeah.
You have to teach yourself how to do something. You don't have the money, you don't have the resources to go out and just hire someone. And obviously, we want to grow Streetlight to the point where we can hire people, we can contract out, and we're getting to that point where we can start contracting out to say, someone else is going to do the website. But if we have a volunteer who's really wants to get involved in that side, or social media, so our Twitter, we have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and guess who runs them? Shireen has access to put stuff up as well, but to be honest, on social media, we've stopped doing stuff because we wanted to do this exercise. Because what we want is a consistent message. We have to have a plan. We don't just sort of randomly put out there things. That's kind of what we've done. We now want to be targeted. And who are we targeting with our messages? All of those things. So social media, the website, admin, Alex has been, where's Alex? Has been fantastic because her professional skill is trustee, board, admin at quite a high level. So she's come in and is really supporting trustees, supporting me particularly. It's been amazing to have that level of support. But the admin needs are way beyond what Alex can do. So there are more admin needs if someone's got admin skills and wants to get involved. Fundraising. Now, you know, this is a mixed balance for us as Christians because we have confidence that God is our provider. And I totally know that. It's like we've never, ever had a problem with money. We just haven't. And it's something I never worry about in a wrong sense. For me, it's not really fundraising, it's more awareness raising. But we might as well be savvy out there and use the opportunities that we can. So we constantly get people saying, we've got some guys down in Hastings, I think it is at the moment, a whole group of parish churches, we did a big diocese event. These parish churches all said, well, what can we do? Because we don't just want to hand over a chair. I said, oh, that's a shame. No, they said, we want to be feel like we can do something. And I said, well, actually, we've got our outreach packs. And our outreach packs, we worked out if we want 100 of them initially, we'll say 200 maximum, that's about £3,000. So why don't you use that as a little target to raise towards what we need for our outreach plan? So we want to break down into sort of targets for people. It just needs someone who's got time to think through those things to come up with ideas, okay? So the whole fundraising. Now, in terms of outreach, there is loads of opportunity with outreach. The training, I think the London team, there's still some of you that need to complete the training, and we'll be talking about that. Sue will be talking about that more as well. But for some of you, it's your job as well, so there is you're already trained in some sense. But the outreach, there's lots of opportunities, certainly here in London. If any of the Sussex guys want experience of on-street work, you can come up and join that as well, because we've developed enough relationship with Enfield Police that we wanted to do that once a month. Brixton, we went out in Brixton earlier in the year, and really excitingly, we've got meetings with their commissioners now of Lambeth Council, who they've lost two services in Brixton. And I felt like in the last couple of months, there's something in that area still for us. So we've got meetings lined up to have with them. And there's opportunity down in Brixton. So they are the two areas that we were approached over in London, and we've not saw any of this ourselves, apparently are the two key areas. Is that right, Sue?
Yeah.
You've got an inside source through Sue where they are the two top areas. And both of those areas, the police and individual women, have contacted us. So we feel like we are positioned where we're meant to be. We're also having meetings with the two other police contacts. One is the guy who's the custody lead in Islington and Hounslow. And that's an area where when women are arrested, and sometimes they do need to be arrested for their own safety because they're on drugs and stuff like that, and they're actually a danger to themselves. because they're not accessing the support that they need. But it's a very vulnerable time when they're in custody. Same on the life police operations, when we're waiting for the NRM to click in. There's a vulnerable time for those women. So we're working with the custody suites to say, can we get in there? Can we, you know, put something in place? So we've set up secure emails with the police now, so they're happy to communicate, you know, from an information sharing agreement point of view with us. And then the other group is what we call the SWAG group, sex workers and something or other. But it's a pan-London group. We've just met with the guy this week, Sue and I, who is lovely police chap, really great. And it's basically every other support service, plus the police, plus immigration, plus a whole bunch of others, about 50 of us, plus the English Collective of Prostitutes and the pro-prostitution lobby, so it could be quite a fiery meeting. Happens once a quarter, but actually it's a really good opportunity for us to be in the room with all the stakeholders regularly. Okay. So we are now getting embedded into that. Bronzefield Prison and HM Prison Send. We've done a bit of work with HM Prison Send. We're now going regularly into Bronzefield and having time with other stakeholders, time with the women. So again, that's another opportunity for volunteers to go along. All right?
When you say opportunities, will you just sort of WhatsApp us?
Of this, we'll communicate via the teams, but out of this, if there's something that you're like, oh, I want to do it all, or oh, I just want to do that one thing, communicate and let us know, and then we'll work towards making sure that you're included, okay? Okay, what else? I think that's it. I think that's more than enough. Okay, so any questions?
Yes.
We've got 3 minutes, so let's have 1 or 2 minutes question, and I'm going to ask Ruth to close in prayer for us.
Just one question. How long does our DBS last for?
Very good question. DBS, we don't have to DBS you unless you are doing a certain number of hours one-on-one with a woman per month. So we were actually, and I was relieved because it was a lot of work again behind the scenes for me. So unless you are doing a certain number of hours per month with an individual woman, we don't have to DBS you.
Oh.
Okay?
And that's 20, how many hours?
It's quite high, the threshold. And unless it's actually become someone's job. So we will probably only be DBSing our team leaders and those that, you know, are employed, really. Because you are not in a situation on your own for long enough a point of time where that's going to be, you know, the government deems that necessary. Okay, so we know that's financially that's good for us because it costs us every time, but also from a workload point of time. So thank you for asking that, Lara.
It's actually 3 years. If you
I thought
one.
It was.
Yeah. And we did it in 2015. So I was asking the questions, and actually Beyond the Streets.
That's why I was asking.
Beyond the Street said to me, you know, you don't have to do it, basically, because the legislation's changed. Any other questions? Right, well.
A quick prayer, yes. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together today. Thank you for the work you're doing down in Crawley and Horsham with the team there. Thank you for what you're doing in London, what you're bringing together here. Thank you for what you're opening up. Thank you for Helena, Lord, that you're giving her strategy and her giving her specific ways in to where you want her, where you want Streetlight to be. Thank you, Lord, for this and the perpetrator course. Thank you for the opportunities that we have as Streetlight to really spearhead and move forward this work that you have for us to do. Lord, we're grateful for what you're doing in us and through us to affect these women and to bring a change in society as well as to individual lives. And Father, we commit to you, Streetlight, and we commit to you this coming year, this coming 6 months. And Father, I pray that all the things that you have in your heart to do in us, with us, and through us in Streetlight, Lord, you would do. Lord, we give Streetlight over to your hands. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Can I just make one plea on behalf of the team leaders and the WhatsApp groups? If they put a message out, please answer them as soon as you can, okay? Because I know it can be quite frustrating, and it's not, they haven't asked me to say that, but please let's be good at communicating if questions asked, because it really helps us in our planning to know who's available, who isn't, all of that. Whereas silence is really difficult. You have to keep chasing, keep asking. It just takes a lot of time. So thank you all so much. Thank you for the guys that have come up from Sussex.
Yes.
And have a safe journey.
Is there anything we need to do to get the room?
We need to put it back to how it was before.
I should be able to go.
Oh,
it's
not us.
Yeah. Please let me give you a book. You've got the room.
5 minutes late.
So, you volunteer handbook if you want to take the coffee.
You want me to help?